When this man set out to find his fortune, he was told he needed to dig his grave when he got there. He decided to mock those who made fun of him with the name of his new town. Today's American Countryside, brought to you by Shoup Ag Parts. Quality parts, fair prices, online at agparts1977.com. And Cargill, who thanks you for 150 years of service to farmers and the ag community. Visit cargillag.com.
If your farm equipment is down, you're losing time and money. When you call Shoup, you'll talk to someone who understands the machinery you rely on. Most likely, it'll be a farmer like you, and who knows firsthand how to get you back up and running. For quality parts, a fair price, that ship fast. Shop Shoup. Call 1-844-8-FARMER or visit agparts1977.com. That's S-H-O-U-P. Shoup, keeping farms running since 1977.
It's another American Countryside adventure. We're heading to Brazil, January 29th through February 7th. This is an amazing trip with the perfect blend of agriculture and Brazilian sights. We'll tour farms in Mato Grosso, go to a JBS feedlot, and visit with ag leaders. We'll also see Rio with two nights at a beachfront hotel, take in the Brazilian Everglades, and be wowed by the Falls de Iguaçu. It's quite a trip at a great price. Call 888-2-AG-TOUR. That's 888-2-AG-TOUR. Or see the ad at AmericanCountryside.com. In 1877, Ed Shefflin left Fort Huachuca in present-day Arizona looking for a place to strike precious minerals.
Out of all of the mountains, he came this way. And Fort Huachuca is about 20 miles away from us. So for him to come this way and to be told that, well, you're probably going to find your headstone because you're probably going to die because of the Indians.
Julie Vanderdossen shares the story from the town he established. He made three mining claims here.
Graveyard 1, Graveyard 2, and Tombstone. And Tombstone was the one that he struck it rich at.
The actual town of Tombstone was established in 1879. Within a few years, the area was growing so fast, an entirely new county was needed to handle the town's business.
We split off of Pima County, and we became Cochise County. Then, of course, you have to have a county courthouse seat, so it's got to go somewhere. So it was here, because everything was happening here and not anywhere else. It was really here. People were coming off of stagecoaches like crazy.
The first and only courthouse was built in 1882. It still stands and is quite a structure to see. Its high ceilings and grand staircase greeted those headed to court, as well as those being drug into the jail.
When you first walk in the doors are 14 and a half feet tall. The stairs are antique. We've tried to just keep them as old as they can be without people falling through them.
In 1929, the county seat moved to Bisbee as this town's mining days began to wane. But the courthouse is now a museum to this city. More next time as we travel the countryside in Tombstone, Arizona. I'm Andrew McCrae.